USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has pardoned five men convicted of crimes, including theft, fraud, and drug trafficking, in addition to commuting the sentences of two others. The president commuted the sentences of Ted Sewell, who was convicted of bribery related to Medicaid fraud, and Ronan Nayami, a Florida man convicted of selling synthetic marijuana. The White House says he has five young children and his wife is suffering from terminal cancer. Trump's clemency action to date have tended to focus on household names and conservatives, including champion boxer Jack Johnson, former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza, and media mogul Conrad Black. He also freed Alice Johnson, who was serving life without parole for drug offenses after her case was championed by reality star Kim Kardashian West. Don't forget, you can listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Before the 19-year-old gunman, Santino William Legan, opened fire on a festival in his California hometown, he urged Instagram followers to read a 19th-century book popular with white supremacists on extremist websites, but his motives for killing two children and another young man are still a mystery. Legan sent a photo from the Gilroy Garlic Festival. Moments later, he shot into the crowd with an AK-47-style weapon, killing a 6-year-old boy, a 13-year-old girl, and a man in his mid-20s. Police Chief Scott Smithy describes the altercation.
You saw the officers. He engaged the officers and fired with that rifle. And I had three officers that engaged the suspect. And despite the fact that they were outgunned with their handguns against a rifle, those three officers were able to fatally wound that suspect.
The gunman legally purchased a semi-automatic assault rifle this month in Nevada. He would have been barred from buying it in California, which restricts firearms to people over 21. In Nevada, the age limit is 18. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Unless you're living near the seashore, here's a problem you may not even knew existed. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
U.S. Senator from New Jersey, Bob Menendez, calling attention to the dangers of flying beach umbrellas during the height of the seashore season.
It's a real public health hazard every time a powerful gust of wind tears a beach umbrella right out of the sand and turns it into a projectile spear.
Stopping short of calling for a ban on the product, Menendez wants the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission to educate people on how to better protect themselves and others from the danger. Last year, a woman was impaled through the ankle by a flying umbrella in New Jersey. In 2016, a woman was killed when one impaled her chest in Virginia Beach. Menendez says he wants to see more research done into what makes a better, safer beach umbrella. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.